Okay, so just for a few minutes to discuss a halachic issue. We discuss it every year as it comes Shavuos time, so we'll discuss it again. For those of us who will stay up all night on Shavuos, which admittedly is not so long in Toronto, even getting to the midnight shir is a bit of a struggle. Once we get home from shul, whenever we get home, after 10 o'clock, and Alos HaShachar is like 4:35 or something like that. So if you do stay up all night, we know we have a problem with all types of brachos. So let's just focus on Birchas HaTorah. So what obligates one to make a new Birchas HaTorah? We make normally Birchas HaTorah every morning, but what technically is that which obligates you? So this is a machlokas in the Rishonim, it's a machlokas in the Achronim. And there's basically two conceptions. Some of this should be familiar to you, some of it I'll try to just add to what we already know. So some of the Rishonim say that what really obligates us in Birchas HaTorah is that it's a new day. Right? That just like the Birchas HaShachar instituted on the Seder Hayom, they're instituted because of the, every day we thank God for certain things, so every day we say Birchas HaTorah. It doesn't matter if you slept, you didn't sleep, it doesn't matter, every morning you're supposed to say Birchas HaTorah. That's one conception. The second conception of Rishonim is that really, that's not what it is, really it's that you say Birchas HaTorah, and that should fulfill your obligation to say Birchas HaTorah as long as you're not Mesiach Dad, as long as you don't lose your concentration, you don't stop thinking about Talmud Torah. But normally, what does that mean? Normally, it's until you go to sleep. But if you were to go to sleep, and therefore you were going to stop thinking about Talmud Torah, so then you would have to say a new bracha, even if it was the same day, right? Those are basically the two conceptions that we have in Rishonim, and we know that. Now, I'll note parenthetically, that within that second possibility, that the reason that normally we say new brachas haTorah every morning, because that's when we went to sleep, and that's when we may say achdat, that's when we stopped thinking about learning. So the Rishonim asked the question, they said, okay, that's very nice, but sleeping isn't the only reason that one might not think about your learning, right? On a very simple level, you might not be thinking about your learning because you're busy, right? You're doing whatever you're doing. You're going to work, you're enjoying your vacation, whatever exactly you're doing. And besides for the practical issues, there are also halachic issues that inhibit you from thinking about Talmud Torah. So, for example, if you're in a place where you aren't allowed to learn Torah, right? You're in a bathroom, you're taking a shower, whatever the case may be, right? You aren't allowed to be thinking about Talmud Torah, so you would think that if that which obligates you to make a new Brachas HaTorah is that you weren't thinking about Torah, so then you should have to say, you should have to say new Brachas HaTorah every time you use the washroom, every time you take a shower, whatever the case may be, whenever you can't learn Torah. So to this, the Rishonim answer variations of several variations of answers. One group of Rishonim say that the reason that that all those things don't act as a hefsek, don't interrupt your Birchas HaTorah, is because you really are thinking about Torah in some way, shape, or form. You may not be learning Torah, you may not be allowed to learn Torah in the washroom, but you're still, in the back of your mind, Torah is always, you've never lost your connection with Torah, which is very nice, not just halachically, but philosophically, the notion that whatever we're doing, we have some sort of conception that we're still learning Torah, we're always in the process of learning Torah. On a very pragmatic level, the Agur notes that there are certain halachos that apply even when one's in the washroom. And therefore, even if one can't be learning a sugya in Bava Basra, one is cognizant of the fact that there are halachos that apply at all times, and therefore one is actually thinking about very basic halacha. Rabbi Victor Katz, was one of the less well-known Ashkenazi Rishonim, says that maybe for those people who are learning all day, you just can't help yourself and you're going to end up learning, you're going to end up thinking about Torah wherever you are. And therefore, even though you're not allowed to be thinking about Torah, you are. But those types of questions all play into the second possibility, that Birchas HaTorah, really you're supposed to make it every time you stop thinking about Talmud Torah. We explain away why during the day we are always thinking about Torah, but at night when you actually sleep, so then you're not thinking about Talmud Torah. So then what happens if you stay up all night? So according to the Rishonim and the Achronim who follow them, who think that you're supposed to say Birchas HaTorah every morning, so it doesn't matter if you slept, you didn't sleep, it doesn't matter, you make a new Birchas HaTorah in the morning when you get to davening to make a new Berachas HaTorah. On the other hand, if you think that the reason you make another Berachas HaTorah is because you lost concentration, there was a Hesach Hadas when you went to sleep, so then, if you stayed up all night and you were learning all night, so then you shouldn't be able to make a Berachas HaTorah in the morning. And that's the other group of Rishon, the other group of Achronim. Now, the similar suffix would come up on the flip side, right? What happens if you sleep during the day, right? So if you think it's about losing concentration in Talmud Torah, then you have to make a new bracha even during the day. If you think it's about a new day, then you wouldn't, right? It's just the flip side of this question. So it's a machlokes haposkim. And therefore, what the Mishnah Berurah suggests is that either you should be yotze with somebody else, right? Someone who did sleep, or he brings from Rebbe Akiva Eiger that if this is in Or Chaim Siman Mem Zayin in Sifkat and Chav Ches, he quotes from Rebbe Akiva Eiger that if you take a nap on Erev Shavuot afternoon, so now if you think what obligates you to say Berachas HaTorah is sleeping, you've slept. And then by the next morning, it's also a new day. So Mamad Shach, you've both slept, and it's a new day, and therefore you could make a bracha according to everyone. And that's the advice that the Mishnah Berurah gives halacha lemaisa. Now, if you're going to be yotze with somebody else, how much do you actually have to sleep? So most poskim say it's about half an hour, which is considered a shina keva. There are some poskim who don't like this whole discussion. If you look in the chuvos of the chuvos hanhagos of Moshe Sternbach. In Chelek Gimel, Chuvakuf Montes, so he notes that he thinks that really what obligates you in Berachas HaTorah isn't just formally having slept 30 minutes, is that you slept your main, right, Shena, your main sleeping of the night, and therefore he doesn't like this. He says, if someone went to sleep for half an hour, it doesn't matter. You can't, right, you haven't been Yotze from the Suffolk, that doesn't help you. Either someone slept all night or he didn't. Right, if he slept half an hour, it doesn't help you. He says, even worse, if what you think allows you to make the new Brachos is that you slept your main sleep. We all know our main sleep on Shavuos morning, you stayed up all night, is in the morning, right? So he says, maybe you're going to be obligated according to everybody when you wake up. And he notes the Brisker Rav didn't like Rebbe Akiva Eiger's whole Memanev Shach of sleeping Erev Shavuos, but he says, in the end of the day, the Brisker Rav said Kfar HaRazaki, and Rebbe Akiva Eiger said it, but he didn't like it. He doesn't explain why he didn't like it, but he said he didn't like it. But despite his hesitations, if you look in many poskim, whether it be the Mishnah Berurah or even more modern from the Biskei Chuvos, that's the advice that they'll give you. You stay up all night, either you're yotze with somebody else, or if you take a nap, Erev Shavuos, and then if you can be yotze, according to Rebbe Akiva Eiger, with the Manav Shach, because you both slept, and it's a new morning. I'll just note one interesting thing, which is not a halachic point, it's just an interesting philosophical point. I don't know why this is true, but the Tzitz Eliezer notes in Chelek Beis, Tshuva Aleph, Perek Aleph, that it is interesting just to note that while in most halachot the day follows the night, for some reason the way we structure Birchas HaTorah seems to be based on the pasuk of V'higisa bo yomam v'layla, that something about mitzvahs of Talmud Torah isn't about the formal day-night, it's about our experience of how we live from morning to night. Now if it's just about your consciousness, it makes sense. Right? Because you wake up in the morning and then you think through the day and then you sleep at night and you start your consciousness anew. If it's about a formal halacha, so you do have to wonder why it is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah seems to be framed the opposite of how we frame most halachos in Torah and is framed specifically the Gisba Yom Valayla, starting in the morning and going to night. I don't have a good reason for why that's true, but the Tzitz Eliezer notes that both the pasuk and the halacha as we experience it seems to reflect this anomalous nature of Talmud Torah.